around the left on the far sideline, and he keeps fighting all the way down to the 25-yard line. This is close to the first down marker by short by about a yard and a half, and brought down by Brandon Bolesman on the far sideline. It's going to be an 8-yard gain for Hunter Seely, second and two.
Missed tackles, Clark, are going to be a killer for these teams tonight as Hunter Seely dodges two tacklers. They're diving after him and flying by him. Seely gets 9 yards out of the play, and now second and short coming up.
And it's another handoff to Seely. He has the first down. He's down to the 15-yard line and finally forced out of bounds close to the 10-yard line. But they say he actually stepped out of bounds at the 18. So not nearly the gain we thought he had, but it's still enough for a first down and enough to move the chains again for the green and white.
It's a hurry-up offense, and they just ran the same play three times to Hunter Seely. Hunter Seely lining up on the right side of the quarterback, Wisner. And when the ball is snapped, he just takes it to the left side quickly and runs around the edge, and they found room there to run.
And it's a handoff to Seely again, the same play three times in a row, and he's out to about the 16-yard line, maybe a gain of two for Seely. And the Laker offensive playbook seems to be getting pretty small right now, and the same results, another 3-yard gain.
Well, if it isn't broke, you don't fix it, Clark. They're having a lot of success on the left side here, running into the right side of the Patriot defense. Somebody's going to have to make an adjustment. Looks like they're having a little trouble getting the play in, so a little slower movement here in that pistol formation. Seely now in the backfield.
And a screen pass to Cunningham with, just a pass to the right for Cunningham. Breaks free the first tackle and finally brought down to the 11-yard line. Positive yards for Cunningham, brought down by number 75, Cole Finkbeiner, the linebacker. Brings him down for a third down, 4 yards to go for the Lakers. So we'll say as a 4-yard reception, maybe even 5 yards. For Trent Cunningham from Wisner.
45, Macklin Gettle playing soft coverage, so a quick snap throw to the outside, trying to let his big receiver do the work, and he did get a couple yards on the play.
Hand off to Seely, this time to the right side, across the 10-yard line, down to the 9. Very close to that first down marker. A 3-yard gain, and at the bottom of that pile is number 75, Cole Finkbeiner, linebacker 205 senior. They say he's short of the first down by a yard initially, according to the chain gang. Now the officials are looking at things, and the man lines it up from 60 yards away and says they're short by a foot. That's impressive.
He's got excellent vision, I'm sure.
Must see Doc Messing and Bad X or Matt Meisner for sure, Healthcare Network. Fourth and about a foot to go, and USA jumps on the hard count. And both teams are celebrating a little bit, but about... They're going to say false start on Lakers.
You guessed it.
Jim Stork, that's his second one, Clark, on the game. Second false start penalty by him. Not ready for the hard count. And that's going to, instead of fourth and maybe a 60-yard foot, apparently.
Yes.
Now it's fourth and closer to 5 full yards, Clark. So this changes the play call tremendously.
They have the wind at their back.
They have
their
field goal kicker.
And USA leading by 5, 12-7. 6 minutes remaining before halftime. Wisner in the pistol, rolling to his right, has to get rid of it. And they get it to James Stork, and he catches the pass, but he is brought down right where he caught it at the 11-yard line, actually the 12-yard line, for a 4-yard reception, but he is short of the first down by about 4 more yards. A turnover of downs, USA ball at their own 12-yard line.
Well, they fake the pitch to the far side of the field and turn Wisner around to roll out to the near side of the field where the tight end, James Stork, picked up a quick block and then leaks out to the right. They throw it to him, and number 13, Tanner Foley, the quarterback for the Patriots, and the defensive back comes up, makes the tackle before he can get any forward progress, and a big stop for the Patriots here at home to keep this game a 5-point lead.
3 men in the backfield. Tanner Foley hands this one off. And this one gets not very far. On the bottom of the pile is Ezra Arnold out to the 15-yard line. A gain of 2 on the play. And brought down by, not quite sure, from the Lakers there.
Not quite sure either there, Clark, but it was right up the middle. So one of the defensive tackles are going to get credit for that one.
We'll give it to Joseph McCardle.
Joseph McCardle gets credit for that tackle again. The The wing T, Ezra Arnold, is on the left side. It was a quick handoff to him right through the middle for not much of a gain.
And they're bringing about 10 men into the box for Lakers defense. This is a handoff around the right side on the Tanner Foley keeper. And he's across the 20, almost close to the 20-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Sets up a third down and manageable, about third down, 4 yards to go. As they got close to the far sideline, they're actually going to mark him down at the 19.
When you get that many guys in the box, Clark, it's only a matter of time before an athletic quarterback like Tanner Foley hands it off to two different guys and takes it back from them, swings around to the outside and turns it upfield, and that time did a nice job before he was tripped up for a 4-yard gain.
Foley, there's the snap. And it's going to be a handoff this time to Siebert around the left end, and he's brought down right at the 20-yard line by, that looks like, is that Brennan Wisner in there?
Sure,
for
looks
the tackle?
Like it.
Yes, indeed. And no gain in that play, brings up a fourth down, 3 yards to go right from the 20-yard line.
Just about 4 minutes to go in the half, Clark. This is a crucial play for both teams, because if the Patriots decide to go for it and fail, the Lakers gets the ball back in tremendous field position. But if you punt it away, you're into that wind. The chances are you're not going to kick it very far. So it doesn't surprise me that they're bringing out the wing T offense and try to get this first down.
Fourth and three, USA leading 12-7. And it's a handoff to Ezra Arnold. He looks like he's short of the first down marker by about a yard, but we have flags flying from each direction. More than likely going to be a face mask against Lakers. No word yet from the officials. They mark him down at the 22-yard line.
He's definitely short, I would think.
And now Congress is in session as they try and sort this one out. Some of these sideline umps are saying face mask initially, and here comes the official. And they're going to say personal foul,
oh,
face
that's
mask
a big one.
Against Lakers, automatic first down. So USA will convert via penalty and continue this drive with 3:43 left before halftime, leading 12-7 over Lakers.
We have the tackler there, number 7, Keegan Valentine. He will not get credit for the tackle, but he may be the guilty culprit for that personal foul penalty, and Patriots escape danger there, get a first down and a fresh set of downs, and now control the ball with 3.5 minutes to go in this half.
T formation from the 37-yard line. USA moving right to left across your radio. Hand off to Aaron Sines.
Here
he
goes.
Run. No one around him. To the 40, to the 30, to the 20. 10, touchdown Aaron Sines from 63 yards away. Aaron Sines, his third score of the night, blows this one wide open. USA scores for the third time. USA 18, Lakers 7 with 3:18 remaining in the second.
Yeah, that hole opened up tremendously, Clark. He could have drove a truck through it. It opened up quite well. They all bit on the fake, the run to the outside. They were cheating, thinking Tanner Foley was going to take it again. Aaron Sines right through the middle, one juke to the left, dodging the defensive tackle, and right up the left sideline, and no one around for a long touchdown run for the Patriots, now extending their lead to 12 points.
A 64-yard run for Aaron Sines, his third score of the night, going for two. They currently lead 18-7. Two-point conversion. Here we come. And it's going to be Tanner Foley on the keeper, and he's in. And the two-point conversion is good. It is now USA 20, Lakers 7, with 3:18 before halftime on the WLEW Sports Network.
Saturday, October 3rd, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe celebrates their 27th annual open house with one-day-only specials. Incredible deals on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Stop by for free food and refreshments. Randy's will be roasting a hog. Factory representatives on hand from Darton, Ten Point, Wicked Ridge, Leopold, Ruger, Weatherby, and Traditions. Demo crossbows on site in the Darton shooting trailer. The Rebel, Darton's highest performance, most compact model, complete package with bow, quiver, bolt, scope, and cocking rope, only $769. Thousands of new guns, including many limited editions. Get a free hat and an extra magazine with every Ruger pistol purchase. SR Series pistols, full size or compact in 9mm, 40 or 45 caliber, with free magazines, only $419. Ruger Rimfire 22 or 22 mag rifles, starting at $219. That's the 27th annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center this Saturday.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe.